You're listening to Ben Davis Giants Football on WBDG, Indianapolis.
Hey, let's go! It's
going to be fourth down, last play of the game, barring a penalty.
It all comes down to this.
Open your action.
Victory will not be handed to you.
Tom Allen jumping up and down, getting everybody into it. One play.
Number one, Ben Davis Football is physical. Number one, Ben Davis Football is hit.
Who's going to go home?
All you seniors, will you let this be taken away from you? No, sorry. No way.
You must go seize the
moment.
It's going
to come down to the signal. Touchdown, Ben Davis. Touchdown, Ben Davis. The Giants win.
I am honored every day to put on something that says Ben Davis Football. I am honored.
When you hit the door, you're a Ben Davis Giant.
Welcome in to Inside Ben Davis Football here on Indy's Giant 90.9. I am Zion Brown, joined by WBDG General Manager John Easter and Ben Davis Head Football Coach Jason Simmons. So we'll start off speaking on the end of the Giants' regular season, which they wrapped up at 4-5 with a win at North Central 42-20 now 2 weeks ago. So Coach Simmons, BD gave up a kickoff return touchdown on the very first play of the game and then scored 42 unanswered points following that. What allowed your team to respond so strongly after taking that first punch?
Well, I think what allowed our team to respond strongly was really our defense, to be honest with you. We felt really good after the work week that we had. We felt really good getting off the bus. Felt like it was a good matchup for us. Felt like our kids were ready to go and prepared. Kids had a lot of juice in pregame, whether it was in the locker room or on the field. And then we sat here two Tuesdays ago now and said, we couldn't give him any free touches on special teams. And, we gave him a free touch on special teams. And really, I thought our kick execution was pretty good. He's that good, and I said it on the headset as soon as he got the ball. I said, guys, we're going to get what we deserved. We said no free touches and we gave him a free touch and Theron Johnson special. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. So we got what we deserved there. And then we get the ball back, go three and out, almost connect on the first play of the game to Ryland down the seam. And our defense took the field. We had a completely different vibe about us after that. And I think it speaks to, one, the way that group is playing right now. Two, it speaks to the juice that they bring day in and day out in practice. Our offense gets better and grows when they work against that defense and more ones-on-ones in practice. It's a group that's playing with a great deal of confidence right now. It's a group that's playing with a great deal of fire and energy. And it showed. We had some tendencies on North Central based on formation, based on who's where in the formation. Our kids really honed in on that. Our defensive staff did a really good job identifying those things. Our kids really honed in on it all week. And when they were able to pin their ears back and go, it made a difference. And I went home, watched the game, on a normal Friday night, and you got Romel Williams, Dent in the front, in the middle. Keoki Toomer had a fantastic game, I felt like, playing sideline to sideline. And then you look in our secondary, and Dalen Carnell and Charles Knuckles and Anil Boatwright all had really good games back there. And so all of a sudden, the guys that we've needed all along are really starting to get into a rhythm and click here, and it's clicking at the right time as we head into the tournament here this coming Friday.
Coach, this is one of those stats I kind of stuck in my back pocket and I didn't bring up because, you'll see why. But at one point, the team this year had given up more points than any other Ben Davis football team up to that point in the season. That was one I'd stuck in my back pocket and didn't bring up. And I could see from the look on your face that you want to maybe throw the microphone at me now for bringing it up. But the good news is the last few weeks we've seen that totally flip around. So what's been the process for that? Because now you were up close to 40 points a game at one point. Now you're down under 30 again and trending downward. So what's been the difference maker?
I think it's just been the mindset and the mentality in our program. We've really tried to get better day in and day out. When you look at our early season schedule, we opened up with four really explosive offenses, four teams that had quarterbacks returning. four teams that had a lot of veteran presence coming back. And, you know, when you open up with that schedule after 20 weeks of not being in the weight room and only being back on the field for six, you're going to have your hands full. And, you know, especially when we're breaking in five new starters and, you know, we're trying to do some different things defensively to get guys, you know, to get new starters rolled in. And then you open with those four teams who are daggone really good football teams. And, you know, for us, it took us a little bit defensively to kind of get going. And those first 4 weeks hurt us. And it wasn't just our defense. You know, when you look at those first 4 weeks, you know, you got to look at our offense put our defense in some really bad spots. Now, our defense didn't help themselves at times, and I get that. But from a complimentary football standpoint, we were bad those first 4 weeks. You know, we were fortunate to get out of there 1-3. And then you look at us since then. You look at us since week five. We've been a really different group. You know, we had a good outing against Warren. And, you know, they had two short field scores. Then you turn around against Lawrence North, and we hold a really explosive offense in check in the first half, got away from us in the second half. Carmel, you know, scored on big plays, you know, but for the majority of the game, we were better. You know, we were defensively, we played Ben Davis football, you know. And then these last 2 weeks, we've had good game plans. Kids have been locked in. Kids have executed the plan really well. And, you know, we feel like now that, you know, we got the pandemic behind us, we got all this stuff behind us. And so if you really feel like it's been coming, it took a little bit to click here.
I kind of asked the question, but points allowed is a very deceiving stat sometimes.
Yeah, it can be. You know, it can be when you start to dig into it and you look at not just points allowed, but, you know, you got to look at, you know, it's more than just a box score, more than just a number. You know, with that game was 42-7. We give up two late scores. It looks, you know, looks closer really than what the game was, you know, last Friday against North Central. But, you know, you also have to look at the complimentary football piece and did our special teams put us in a bad spot? Then, you know, did a turnover put us in a bad spot? And, you know, you go back to the Center Grove game week four and, you know, their first four possessions, they start within 55 yards of the end zone. Well, you're not going to have a lot of success doing that, not against a good ball club like that. You know, Brownsburg was similar. You know, we gave up some short fields after turnovers. Avon was the same way. So once we got some of that out of our system offensively and started playing better defensively, you know, I think we've played better complementary football and just better holistic football, which has allowed us to drive some of that points per game stuff down.
And in the last two games against Carmel and LC, you guys had been rotating at the QB spot between Chris Patterson and Juwan Swanson, but against North Central, it was mainly just Juwan Swanson back there at quarterback. So what went into that decision a couple of Fridays ago, and what should we expect to see at the quarterback position during the sectional?
Well, we had one healthy one that was 100% to roll, and one that wasn't completely healthy. And so really we're trying to manage those guys, to be honest with you. I would fully expect to see Chris, if not this Friday, certainly getting back in the rotation here soon. So we really felt like going into the North Central week, felt like Chris was going to be the starter for us, especially coming out of the played really well against LC. They both complemented each other really well in that game and ran into a little bit of a hiccup during the North Central week, which put us in a position to roll with Juwan and kind of insulate Chris and take care of Chris. And so I would expect to see Chris, if not this Friday, then definitely moving forward after this week. But looks like, you know, Friday certainly could be a possibility.
Coach, you put two games together now, back-to-back wins over two mixed squads, scoring 84 points in both of those games. The offense really is starting to click too, and you mentioned getting Patterson back. That will also be a big thing for your team because he just gives you a little bit different look than Juwan does. So talk a little bit about where your offense is here through nine games.
Well, I think when you look at, you know, kind of where we've grown kind of as our defense has grown too. And, you know, again, we talk about playing complementary football. Our defense got some takeaways against North Central, set our offense up with short fields. Well, when you do that and you get a couple of scores early, now all of a sudden everybody feels good. Your defense is rolling. Your offense feels like they can just go take the field and score at any point. And I think when you look at it, we've found a little bit of a recipe here. When we can spread the football around, we can play with tempo. We can, you know, we can put – we can put the ball in a lot of different people's hands and do that in a way that that is you know, that fits what our quarterback can do, whichever quarterback's in the game at that point. You know, I think, you know, then we got a chance to get into a rhythm a little bit. And it took us a bit, you know, when you go again, you go as long as we did without seeing our guys, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to really know and have a feel for what you have. And you know, these last 2 weeks, I feel like our offensive staff has done a really good job putting game plans in place that take care of our cues. And, you know, we started there and then, you know, we built the plan from there. And, yeah, I think you've seen the byproduct of that, of, you know, just being able to spread the football around, put the ball in a lot of different guys' hands and just trust that we're going to go block it up and just go get what we can get. But I think if you're going to score points in our offense, it takes not just the ball carrier executing at a high level, but it takes everybody else, whether it's perimeter guys blocking for each other, whether it's the offensive line guys being more fundamentally sound, being more assignment sound. So we've grown in a lot of different areas as this season has gone on. You know, I think you've seen that here the back half of the regular season. You know, the record may not, you know, the record was 3-2 over the last five, and you know, I think it's a reflection of our football team getting better day in and day out.
Coach, the Giants may be the only team in the entire state to have two running clocks go against them in losses and two go for them in wins. What have you just made overall of the roller coaster season that your team has had?
Well, I think it's a reflection of 2020, to be honest with you. We actually had three go against us. Not that I'm counting, but we had three go against us, two go for us. And I think really when if you separate this thing and you look at the first four games separate from the last five, it's been a kind of a tale of two seasons, and it's been really two different football teams. And so much of that is, you know, just getting through the pandemic and getting through being gone from our guys for 20 weeks, being, you know, only, you know, I think so much of it is just growing and maturing. And really, I think it speaks to our senior leadership and our coaching staff, their ability just to show up and keep working day in and day out. It tells you we got the right guys, because we got a bunch of coaches that love coaching our kids. We got a bunch of kids that just love showing up and working and getting better and having fun playing ball. And if we can continue to do that, then, you know, I certainly think this team's going to be tough to put out in the tournament.
Okay. One more thing I wanted to ask about is, like, the last two games, you guys have kind of shown a bit of a wildcat formation that has Devin Wiley taking a couple of snaps as the quarterback in that formation. And last year, you had success with that formation with Olajuwon Hassell near the end of the season. So is that something we expect to continue to see going forward now into the tournament?
You could see us play three quarterbacks if that's what you're asking. We felt like that piece of our offense is something that could be good for us. We placed an emphasis on that package a couple weeks back, as you know, Zion had some success with it. Had some success with it against LC. Thought Devin really grew into it. Didn't feel like we used it as well as we should have or could have against North Central. It's something that, you know, we continue to evolve that package and look at it, and you know, we're certainly going to have it in our pocket if we feel like the situation arises where it could be really good for us. It's something we're going to roll with. It's not something we can force. And I, you know, looking back at North Central, felt like we forced it a couple of times. And you know, I think it's a feel package. You got to feel like it's the right time, down and distance situation, whatever it may be. And felt like it just gives it, you know, we feel like it gives us a change of pace, and you know, it certainly has done that in the two games that we've utilized it. So we'll continue to have it ready and have it in our pocket, and try and use it in a better situation than what we did against North Central.
All right, that will wrap up this first segment talking about the Giants' win a couple weeks ago at North Central in a 42-20 victory. We will take a break here and return and speak on this week's Southport game to begin the sectionals for the Giants. You're listening to Inside Ben Davis Football.
Do you remember the high school cheer? 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate?
I do. And the high school teams in our community appreciate all of you. They need to hear your voice loud and proud. more than ever before.
They need your enthusiasm. They need your attendance at their games and meets. And they need for you to follow virus protocols, get a flu shot, so that they can have a great year.
Your positive, supportive voice is appreciated more than you know. I'm Chris Kaufman.
And I'm Sandra Walter. We're both assistant commissioners at the IHSAA. Thank you again for your enthusiastic support of high school sports.
This is passion. This is enthusiasm. This is community pride. This is what high school sports in Indiana are all about. This is your IHSAA.
Back here on Inside Ben Davis Football, I'm Zion Brown with John Easter and Jason Simmons. And we will now talk about this week's sectional semifinal game for the Giants in sectional 6 at Southport on Friday night. So, actually, I want to talk about the bye week and the fall break first. Just how did you guys approach that? How did you handle it? And how did you feel your players responded to having that week off of school and football?
You know, I felt like our players handled it in a great way. We went Monday through Thursday. We were either in the weight room or in meetings. When we got through those two cycles, we took to the practice field. I actually came inside that Monday because it was rainy and nasty and cold. And then we were out the rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We had really focused, really intentional practices. We spent a lot of time on us, to be honest with you. We went through, and as a coaching staff on that Sunday leading into the bye week, we tried to identify position group wise some true points of emphasis in terms of what each position group needed, and we tried to build not just a practice script or a schedule around it, but also some situational pieces around it, to where we can work some specific things in some scrimmage type snaps and situations. We didn't do a ton of beating and banging. Felt like we had to make sure that we were fresh and ready going into this tournament here. But I felt like our kids handled it really well, handled it in a manner that reflected that, you know, they wanted to be in this tournament and make it as difficult as possible for somebody to put us out down the road.
When you look at the team you're playing Friday night, the Southport Cardinals, team you saw last year in the sectional as well, had a pretty good night against the Cardinals last year. So as Southport comes in, what can we expect from that team in red on the south side?
Yeah, I think when you look at them, there's several things that jump off the tape at you. One, starting with their special teams units, they've gotten their hands on quite a few kicks this year. That 94 is a guy, you know, Turk is his first name. He punts for him. He's blocked a couple of punts. He's blocked a handful of punts. He's blocked a handful of PATs and field goals. And he's a big bull in the china shop and on the inside of those formations. And so, you know, he jumps off the tape at you. You look at their kick return game. They have a kick returner in Carson Moore, plays wide receiver for him as well. He's a senior, explosive kickoff return guy. And, you know, he's put a return out past the 40 on just about everybody they've played or everybody that we've seen on film anyway. So those things from a special team standpoint really jump off the table at you. They do some different things with their kick units, you know, their punt formation. Is going to force us to be really disciplined and to execute based off of some key personnel pieces. And then their kickoff team is pretty multiple. They hit a surprise onside. They'll sky some kicks and move the ball around and force us from a kickoff return standpoint to be really disciplined and to ID what they're trying to do. Defensively, when you look at them, I think it starts in the middle for them. I feel like their box players are good football players. Their best football player, I think, on defense is safety Antonio Fisher. He's a player that we saw a year ago, made some plays in our game, and so it was a guy that, you know, we were certainly familiar with as a coaching staff when we cut the tape on and saw him. You know, right now they're starting six seniors defensively, and so it's guys that we saw a year ago in the sectional game and guys that are familiar with what we wanted to do a year ago and tried to do a year ago. So, you know, we got to be smart about that. You know, we got to know that they're going to coach up what we did to them a year ago because it was a little bit different maybe than what we had put on film. So, you know, we got to be smart about that. We got to make sure that we're sound across the board because they're pretty multiple with how they align their defensive fronts and how they utilize their personnel. So we got to make sure we're on our toes offensive line-wise. And then when you look at them from our defensive perspective, they got good size on the offensive line. And then, you know, I think they do a lot of different things. They just do a lot of different things to try and get matchups that are favorable for them. So we have to identify formations, have to identify key people in those formations, and we have to make sure that we handle motions and shifts because they will do that. They did it to us a year ago. They've put some of it on film. So we know we have to be able to be sound and to make sure we're aligned properly and that we execute from there.
What you kind of said there a little bit leads into my next question. Coming off of that win you had against Southport last year to win the sectional championship, what all can you take from that as far as the way you scheme against the Cardinals?
Well, you know, I think for us it's you know, identifying what not just what they did to us a year ago in that sectional game, which is kind of where we started our breakdown, but also, you know, what's new and different, you know, because it's always easy to look back in 19 and say, well, they did this. Well, they did that for a reason. They did it for a reason because philosophically it fits who they are. They did it because it not just philosophically but personnel-wise. You know, the personnel drove some of those decisions as well. So it's, you know, it's a little bit different. You got to see if their personnel this year matches or has some similarities from a year ago. And if it does, then they may do some things. But you also have to look at where you had success because that's what they're going to try and take away first. And so we have to be smart about that. You know, there are parts of the game plan that we had a year ago that don't necessarily fit our personnel. There are parts of the game plan that we had a year ago that we like and that fit our personnel. So, and, you know, it's really just it comes down to being a game of chess. You know, when we get to Friday night and making sure that our guys are prepared to handle anything that they could throw at us.
As you look at their schedule, it's kind of weird to see a team that has only played 6 games up to this point in the year. And, you know, certainly out of their control, really some of the stuff that happened. They were directly affected by some of the COVID-19 pandemic. So, when you look at that, a team that's only played 6 games, do you believe, I guess, that there's an advantage to having played 9? So you've got 3 more games than they do, or are they more fresh perhaps at this point in the year?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, when you look at schedules, I would say our schedule, the MIC, has us prepared for the tournament, you know, and if anybody has a schedule advantage, whether you're playing 6 games or 9 games, you know, I feel like our conference, and I'm sure the other 7 teams in our league would tell you the exact same thing. You know, our conference is going to prepare you for any state tournament, regardless of sport, but certainly in football. You know, and you play a MIC football schedule, you play the new 2 non-conference games that we played. You know, and you scrimmage the opponent that we scrimmaged. So, from Westfield through North Central, those 10 weeks, you know, we feel like we're prepared, we feel like our guys have an understanding of what we're getting into when this tournament kicks off on Friday for us.
And when you look at Southport's offense, they utilize a lot of fullbacks and tight ends. So how do you manage to try to handle a team with such a diverse personnel because they play pretty deep at a few positions?
Yeah, you have to. You know, for us, we've seen some 11 and 12 personnel groupings this season that have really given us trouble. And so for us, it's an offense that, you know, we're going to have to identify where the tight end is. We're going to have to identify where the H-back is. We're going to have to identify it if they're separate from each other, if they're together in the formation. So there's a lot of moving parts and moving pieces for us that we got to make sure we're on top of. And then really it's going to come down to us being disciplined in our run fits because we feel like for us, if we can get started early and get the run game taken care of early with run fits, then maybe we can get them into some long yardage situations and see if that doesn't favor us better in matchups. And so, you know, we're going to have to stop the run early. In order to do that, we're going to have to make sure that we identify the tight end and H-back like you talked about, Zion. We're going to have to make sure that we're disciplined in our run fits as well.
Yeah, at least last week you mentioned the schedule. At least last week the Giants were 2nd in the state to only Cathedral in strength of schedule, according to the Sagarin. That's what I saw. So certainly the schedule, I don't know any team that plays a tougher one than Ben Davis. When you look at a team from Conference Indiana, which is where Southport plays, it is kind of different for you guys preparing for a team that's not in the MIC, that plays outside of the MIC. So how much of a challenge is that to play an opponent that you really have not seen as many times as the MIC teams and the Hoosier Crossroads Conference teams that you play on your schedule?
Yeah, so that's what I spent my Friday doing last Friday. You know, they played Chittard in the regular season at home, and, you know, that was the closest game. So last Friday I went and watched Chittard, and the reason I did that was to have kind of a comparative basis. You know, I Chittard played at Hamilton Heights, and Brady and I drove up there and watched that game just so I could put eyes on Chittard and have a feel for Chittard versus Southport, and just to trying to have some sort of comparative basis, because there's no other common opponents on our schedule. And so, you know, when you get into a situation like this, it is a little nerve-wracking, because they're an unknown, you know, regardless of personnel or people, whoever, regardless of schedules, regardless of anything, it's still an unknown. And we know, you know, we're going to get their best shot on Friday. And so for us, you know, part of our responsibility as a coaching staff in terms of putting our kids in the best possible position to be successful is making sure we leave zero stones unturned. And so that was an opportunity for us to go up and watch an opponent that played them, had some success against them, and just to try and get a feel for what that opponent was about, what personalities they have. And so that's why we went to go watch Chittard last Friday.
What do you feel are just two or three of the main overall ways you need to attack this Southport team, or some things from the Cardinals that may be of concern on Friday night?
Well, I think when you go back to last year's game, and we had success early. You know, we picked off their first play of the game. We get an interception, get a short field, go down, score. We get a stop, we go down, score again. We're up two scores in a hurry. Our offense at that point was really clicking. Our defense on the third possession gave up a big play. Led them to a field goal attempt. And so, you know, I think for us, it's going to be really important for us to get off the bus and start fast, to be honest with you, Zion. In order to do that, we got to handle any type of special team situational piece early in the game that they could be willing to throw at us, whether it's a surprise onside kick, whether it's, you know, some sort of reverse on a kickoff return, or any type of thing that they could do to try and generate a big play. And then, you know, from an offensive standpoint, we got to recognize the looks that we're getting. We got to recognize how that builds into our line of scrimmage check system, how it builds into our run game audibles, how it builds into all those things. And then conversely, on the defensive side of the ball too, we got to make sure then that we recognize formations. And for us, it's going to be about recognizing formations, recognizing the defensive look, how our game plan fits into that look that we're getting, and then can we go execute? And I think it's important for us really to get out of the gate and start fast. And we got to, in order to do that, we got to be sound, and we got to have a true understanding of what our game plan is and how it impacts the look that we get from them.
I know every time you go out, coach, every team wants to beat Ben Davis, but for Southport, they probably have a pretty big target on the back of the Giants, wanted to beat BD in something that could really make their season if they could do that. So how do you get your team prepared now to take everybody's best shot?
Yeah, I think for us, the challenge is to go play Ben Davis football. And we're going to remind our guys of that day in and day out. You know, the opportunity that we have to represent this program and what this program stands for, not just in our community and in our township, but across the state of Indiana and across the country. The Ben Davis football name means something. And so, you know, for us, if we feel like we've arrived, or we feel like we're just going to be able to show up and be okay, That's not the standard that's been established in this program. And so we try and remind our guys of that every day. And so for us, we have to make sure that we're ready to go and we take care of us. Cause if we cheat an opportunity, then everybody's going to know we did. And, you know, our names are going to be on that. And so, you know, we got to go out every day and work to live to the standard that's been set forth in this program.
And just how do you, I guess, make sure that you don't quickly here, just don't cheat an opportunity, like you said, that you stay focused and you just maintain focus to beat a team like Southport that's right ahead of you?
Well, it starts with me. It starts with me as the head coach, making sure that our coaches understand the goal and the mission, and they do. And then we got to drive that message home to our players. And then we have a bunch of players right now, especially our senior class, that their level of ownership is growing every day. And as long as we can continue to drive that level of ownership and they hold each other accountable, then our locker room is going to take care of itself, and we're going to have an opportunity every day when we take the field to represent our program the way it's been set up for us.
All right. Thank you, Coach Simmons, as always, for this episode of Inside Ben Davis Football. Do not forget, on Friday night, with the pregame coming around 6:45, to tune in from Cardinal Stadium. Gavin Miller and myself, Zion Brown, will be on the call for the sectional semifinal to start the 6A state tourney between BD and Southport. Thanks for listening. This has been Inside Ben Davis Football.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.